Grumpy old men is a more abstract concept than the top 10 ugliest people in Britain or celebrating Dad's army. So it was I found myself outside a pub near Oxford Circus one afternoon in early summer, being teed up by the director to whinge about a range of subjects covering most facets of modern life. And I soon found myself complaining freely and with joyous vigour about the distressing business of being alive and middle-aged at the start of the third millennium.